The Constitution and Conventions. Make sure you know. This chapter will explain what a constitution is, the difference between written and unwritten constitutions, the role of constitutional conventions and constitutional theories, such as the separation of powers and the rule of law. The purpose of a written constitution is to state a government's values, organization, procedures, and structure, and to set out a Bill of Rights. Unwritten constitutions are evolutionary and adaptive. They can be used for conventions and have multiple sources, such as Acts of Parliament. The purpose of a federal constitution is to demarcate the divided power between a central and regional government, as seen in the USA. In a unitary constitution, sovereign powers are retained by central government, as seen in the UK. You will need to know about these topics and be able to apply them to scenarios, problems, and situations for your SQE1 assessment.
SQE assessment advice. The SQE1 assessment specification for constitutional and administrative law covers a wide range of topics which might seem unconnected. To do well in the SQE1 assessment, it is essential that you understand how these topics fit together, and this chapter aims to explain this. As you listen to this chapter, remember to pay particular attention to the following points. The UK does not have a written constitution, which is unusual. That does not mean that it does not have a constitution. The UK has a constitution that applies to the whole country, but Scotland, Wales, and Northern Ireland also have their own different constitutional arrangements. The UK constitution is not just law, but also constitutional convention. You will need to clearly identify what is a law and what is a convention.
What do you know already? Try to answer these 7 questions before you listen to the rest of this chapter. If you find some difficult or cannot remember the answers, make a mental note to listen closely to the topic as you work through the chapter. The answer to each question is given after a short pause. Question 1. Why do countries have a constitution? Every country, even dictatorships, need some rules on how they are governed. Question 2. True or false? A written constitution is one contained in an Act of Parliament. False. The constitution of a country is laid down in a document that has higher legal status than the ordinary law. An ordinary Act of Parliament could not do this. Question 3. Why does the UK not have a written constitution? The reasons are historical. The UK has not had a revolution or gained independence in modern times.